Radio.Dominican.edu, welcome to the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, hi, how's everyone out there tonight? Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez, in just a minute, we welcome you to another broadcast of DU Volleyball Action. The Lady Penguins taking on Grand Canyon University. The Lopes and their purple uniforms are in the house tonight here at the Conlon Center, located in San Rafael, California. A beautiful Dominican University of California. Last time out, last night, the Penguins unfortunately dropped it in three straight sets. The Penguins played well. However, another loss, another sweep, and the Penguins remain winless. 0-13 overall, 0-4 in season, and they are headed by Gail Stammer in her second season. The Penguins, like we mentioned, they played all right. Not too bad. There was a lot less of the forced mistakes, the silly mistakes we like to call them, but the Penguins do fall short as they were swept by our they were swept by Dixie State. From Utah State. Anyway, a little mixed up there. The Penguins now welcome in Grand Canyon University. And speaking of Dixie State as well, we want to mention the women's soccer team lost today as 4-0. The men playing right now. We'll try to get you those updates. And then also in the annual scrimmage between Cal Berkeley and Dominican University, the lacrosse teams avenged a loss 2 years ago as they beat the Golden Bears 13-5. So congratulations to a couple of DU teams, and good luck tonight to the men's soccer team. If there are any fans listening right now, we say hi, welcome to the broadcast. I'm going to welcome in Brian Sanchez now, the third member of our broadcast team, alongside myself and the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn. Brian, Grand Canyon University at 8-6, 2-4 overall in conference. Head coach Chris Naber. They got their work cut out for them as the Penguins right now, winless, haven't gotten a set yet, more than they've had one all year, and we sound like a broken record, looking to fix that, looking to turn that around, and the Penguins are going to have to do a lot of work right now in order to beat this GCU squad, a very imposing and a very physical squad as we look at them warming up here in front of us.
Yeah, you're absolutely right here, Hunter, and I'm going to start this off with giving you the players to watch out for tonight against Grand Canyon. They have Blumenkamp. She has 111 kills on the season. That leads their team right in front of Giles at 104 kills. Giles also has 100 digs on the season. So she's been playing very well, as you can see from the stats. And bringing up third for their kills is Osmus with 88. So there's three names we hope we don't hear a lot from, or else we might be in trouble. They have Preach. She has 394 assists on the season. Very impressive number for Kristen Preach. And then Posse knocked in 121 assists of herself. So they have girls that can give it up, set up other teams for the kill. That shows the big kill numbers. And then as far as digs, Preach with the 394 assists also leads the team in digs at 126. And Hiller added in 111 digs this season so far. Last game out for Grand Canyon, they lost in four sets to BYU Hawaii. They lost back-to-back games to BYU Hawaii on consecutive nights, both of them in four sets. McBride had a big game with 7 kills and 7 total blocks, and Giles, who I mentioned before, led the team with 9 kills. Preach, who has the 394 assists, had 31 of them in the game last time out, and their freshman libero, Phelps, had 21 digs. 11 of those digs came in the final set of the game. Grand Canyon is on a 4-game losing streak, and they lost them all in four sets. So hopefully we'll win one in four sets tonight and add to that losing streak, Hunter.
And I think everybody would like to see Dominican come out with a win tonight. No other better way to start off the weekend after falling last night. Come right back here and bounce back and get that win. The Penguins looking to do that tonight against Grand Canyon University. Want to remind you, you can watch games online here, live from the Conlon Center at AmericaOne.com. Just go to www.AmericaOne.com for a small fee. You can watch the games, get the visual representation as well as our broadcast alongside with it. You're listening to Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics. Anything that's broadcasted here at DU, including student programming shows that air Mondays through Thursdays at various times of the week, you can log on to radio.dominican.edu to check out the full schedule. Want to follow us on Facebook? Go ahead at facebook.com/Dominican Athletics. Anything Dominican Athletics stories, news, stats, up-to-the-minute information at your fingertips there on facebook.com/Dominican Athletics. And you can also follow DU Sports on Twitter at twitter.com/Dominican Sports or at DU Sports. Visit www.DominicanAthletics.com for more information. The Penguins right now just got their home uniforms on, the white and black. Katie Batchelder donning the libero uniform tonight, number 23, black and gold. The Lopes right now of GCU still warming up in front of us, and right now the size difference is incredible, I would say, Brian Sanchez, as the Lopes right now boast a lot of six-footers, a couple of 6'2", but really the size up front is going to be key in this game tonight.
Yeah, and luckily for Dominican, this is nothing new for them. Last night they played a equally large team in Dixie, so they're used to it. They know how to play against it, and hopefully they're more ready to defend against it tonight.
We want to remind our fans that our next broadcast will occur October 22nd against NDNU, the Argonauts, coming to town here at the Conlin Center. Side out, 7 o'clock. Coverage begins at 6:50.
Interesting stuff coming up in the upcoming week, fans. Don't forget, on the 12th, that's this Wednesday, after 4 days off, they'll take on the same group of Antelopes right here at the Conlin Center. But in the pregame and during the game, we're going to have the man who is bringing professional baseball to San Rafael. That'll be Brian Clark. He's going to be joining us on the air. Brian Clark live in the Conlin Center during the game on the 12th with Hunter and I and Brian Sanchez as well. So you want to tune in for that if you want to hear about pro baseball in San Rafael. It is happening. It is going to happen in May. And they're coming to San Rafael. They need a team name. I don't know if you guys have thought about that. What do you think of the Seagulls?
I like Penguins better. I say we get another Penguin.
Well, I like Penguins better, too, but I don't know if there should be San Rafael Penguins and Dominican Penguins. Should they go with the Penguins for baseball? No, that'd be very confusing.
It could be. That could be confusing.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know about Seagulls.
Okay, so you're telling me you don't like Seagulls?
I'm going to be
Is
honest.
That what you're saying?
I'm going to be honest, Stu. I don't like Seagulls so much.
Okay. See, well, that was my only entry into the thing.
Hey, that's good effort, though. You got more entries than I do, so you're winning.
That's a good call. Winning. All right, here's Hunter. Hey, I'll be back with the starting lineups here in about 3 minutes, okay?
You heard it there, fans. San Rafael is getting pro baseball, so you won't want to miss that.
Seagulls.
We want the Seagulls or the Penguins, whatever the name may be. San Rafael baseball is coming in May of 2012. Stu said it. He'll be back with the starting lineups. But the Penguins right now are in front of us. They are warming up, getting ready. Final warm-ups. We're just under 5 minutes away from the start of this game. We'll dip out when we come back. The starting lineups and also exciting DU volleyball action here on the radio home of Dominican Athletics, radio.dominican.edu.
She's a very kinky girl. All right, fans, we are ready for Penguin volleyball. Penguins against the Antelopes from Grand Canyon University in the house. Horn Horenstein Sanchez, your three game callers for tonight. Very excited here on the eastern wall of the Conlin Center are the three of us for what may very well be the Penguins' first conference victory. Of course, then again, maybe not. But I'm telling you right now, Hunter, I'm going to put it on record. I know Brian didn't think I had the guts to do this, but I'm going to step out on a limb right now and say this is it. Lead pipe. Lock it in. Penguins win tonight.
And that's something that I was looking forward to, wondering if maybe you would or wouldn't.
No, I'm going to go out
necessarily put it on the air for everyone to hear. We welcome all our listeners. You're hearing it right now. Stuart Horn calling a Penguin victory. Yep. He was talking about it in the pre-production meeting today.
Nobody in the world would have the guts to do this, but Hunter, that's your name, not Brian. You are Hunter.
I certainly would not have the guts to do it.
Well, seriously, you know, nobody in the house has the guts to do it because the Penguins are 0-4. What are they, 0-5? 0-4 in conference. Oh, and Grand Canyon, 2-4. I think tonight's going to be a good match, and I'm basing this on nothing but my feeling.
Well, the Penguins are going to have to win more than one set. They've only done that one time this
one
entire
set.
Year,
yeah.
Last night getting swept out by Dixie State. They're going to have to get off to a good start, and they certainly did. Kelsey Lardner setting the tone with a good set, putting the pressure on Dixie State early. The Red Storm, though, a very good team, and they came back, and they answered to the call that the Penguins gave them. The Penguins, though, are going to need to also settle down on not having forced errors. The services going into the net, those are going to have to stop.
I don't know how many the Penguins had last night. I think it was 3 or 4 at the most.
They had enough to lose the game, Stu.
You know what? It came right down to those miraculous defensive moves and a couple of unforced service errors. But the Penguins, I'm putting it out there right now, folks. Penguins are going to walk away with this one tonight. In four, I'm going to call it in four. How about that? Let's get very specific.
Very specific. All right, they cover the spread or no?
Let me call Vegas. For the visiting Antelopes from Grand Canyon University under head coach Chris Neighbor. Coach Neighbor at 2-4 will be sending out number four, Kristen Preach. Brian Sanchez moving into the broadcasting area now, the opulent broadcasting booth here at DU. Preach is a 5'10" junior out of Phoenix. Brian, I don't know if you saw Preach warming up, but all of the Lopes looking pretty good in their warm-ups, actually.
Absolutely, right there. They look very impressive, which makes you even more bold for making the statement. You told me off-air that you would. Yeah. I didn't believe you, but I'm proud of you, Stu.
All right, thank you. No guts, no glory in there. I'm guaranteeing the glory tonight, fans. Big-time glory for the DUs tonight. Stephanie McBride is number 8. She's a 5'11" senior out of Newberry Park, California. Coming out next for Grand Canyon University as we get the overhead announcements going on. The number 9 is Kayleen Hiller, a 5'11" sophomore. She's out of Phoenix. So far we've got Preach, McBride, and Hiller. Followed by number 11 is Shelby Taylor, a 6-foot junior. She's out of Phoenix. Number 12 is Brooke Blumenkamp, a 5'10" senior out of Garing, Nebraska. Isn't that your hometown, Brian?
It is this game, Stu.
All right, Garing, Nebraska fans. Number 16 is it Janae Giles?
Sounds good to me.
All right, Janae Giles is a 6-foot junior out of Sandy, Utah. Now, I will say, from 16 through 20, that's Giles, Fremont, Ramirez, and Swift. They all looked very strong in warm-ups. I will say, by and large, a pretty big team. Well, actually, Swift isn't in the house, but it was Fremont and Ramirez that were extremely impressive in the warm-ups. And so now the rest of the Grand Canyon team is being introduced. For the Penguins, under head coach Gail Stammer, she's in her second season, assisted by Jason Cole. So now just going over the non-starters here in the Conlon Center. By the way, you're listening to Radio Now, Dominican.edu, worldwide broadcasting from Mumbai to Dubai, from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates and all corners of the universe and beyond. Radio.Dominican.edu. Coach Stammer will be sending out number 4, Jessica Jones, a 5'9 sophomore out of Sacramento. Number 6 is Kelsey Lardner, a 5'8 sophomore out of Auburn. Following Lardner out there will be number 12, Skylar Moon, the first year with Moon in the team, the 6-foot junior out of Cambria, California, out on the coast. Number 17 is Sarah Bain, a 5'9 junior out of Aloha, Oregon. Number 18 is Ashley Sands. Sam with a great night last night, the 6-foot junior out of Rohnert Park. And number 30 is Kayla Morphew, the 5'9 senior out of Rohnert Park herself. Singing the national anthem tonight will be Lauren Guittard, Shelby Odetto, Lainey Boyle, and Megan Jones with the national anthem, fans. For those of you at home, please rise for the national anthem. Here we go.
Welcome back to DU volleyball action here on radio.dominican.edu. Hunter Hornstein, Stuart Horn, Brian Sanchez, your broadcasters for tonight. This Saturday, October 8th, 2011. The women's team, the Lady Penguins, taking on the Lopes of Grand Canyon University. Dominican 0-13, 0-4 in conference, taking on Grand Canyon at 8-6, 2-4. The teams are in front of the net now, giving their high fives to each other. The Penguins off to the left. The cue, if you're looking at your keyboard, the Lopes, Grand Canyon, sporting their black and white road unis on the right. The P, if you're looking down at your keyboard. Now, stay tuned for all the exciting action here. DU volleyball action live from the Conlon Center. And here is the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Hunter Hornstein. Another night of DU volleyball. What makes this night so special, fans? Well, the fact that the Penguins are guaranteed to win. That's what it is. I'd say that's very special, considering they have no conference victories yet at this point, Brian.
No, you're absolutely.
Just a tiny bit down, please. 7:08 on the West Coast in San Rafael, California. And the good old US of A fans, we are ready for another worldwide broadcast, Penguin Style Radio. Dominican.edu, where this broadcast is gratefully brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine. Hunter and Brian, a couple communications majors, standing by. We are ready, folks. It looks like the Penguins will be occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center. And we'll have the side out, I do believe. No, it's going to be the Lopes.
Key right here for Dominican. If they're going to let the Lopes have the side out, they're going to have to make sure they don't let the Lopes run away here early and stay in the game.
Janae Giles with a perfect serve to start things off tonight. Over to Bain. Bain with a nice shot from the left corner. It's handled easily. And with a big overhand blast by Giles, who came breaking in from the back row, Hunter. She hit it a little bit deep, and the Penguins open with a point.
Yeah, the Penguins will take that. Opened a little too deep, like you just said, and the Penguins, good eyes there, letting it go, letting it fall outside the line.
Jones back left corner. Penguins looking for their first conference victory tonight. And letting one really fly with a lot of power was Blumenkamp. And the Penguins, with a perfect block, answer right at the feet of Giles. That's 2-0, Penguins game one.
Yeah, somehow the Lopes were able to save it. Kenzie Phelps with an unbelievable pancake save. That ball went up in the air, and Giles with the dive attempt didn't happen.
Perfect serve by Jones to the back row, and it's 3-0 Penguins on their way to their first conference victory tonight, as guaranteed by yours truly. Now in the back corner is Jones. The only skeptic on the broadcast team, that would be Brian Sanchez in the back row. Hunter a little bit skeptical as Katie Batch dives to her right for it, and it goes way out of bounds, 3-1. Not to say that Hunter and Brian don't want the win. Oh, they want it bad. They want it as much as anyone.
Not at all. Definitely would like to see the Penguins get off the schneid here with that win. However, just got to let the games play out here as we are early in this game one.
Well, you can force it, and that's what I'm trying to do. Phelps with the serve for the Lopes. 3-1, Penguins left side. Sand! Missed it. Phelps got in the way of it somehow. Into the back, bumped up by Batch, and a four-hit play after Morphew got one off the shoulder. It went up in the air, and the Penguins were able to play it over, but not before it was hit four times. 3-2 now. The Penguins are in the lead. Phelps with the serve to Katie Batch. Front row over to Lardner, left side. Kayla with the winner. Morphew again, 4-2, Penguins.
Morphew getting another start, her third consecutive start in a row now for Gail Stammer. And we mentioned it, Rhea Falealili hasn't been playing a whole lot. Morphew playing really great as of late, and Gail Stammer staying with her hot hand and trotting out the best six she can.
Morphew, the only senior on the squad here, Sand, with a nice serve into the back row, way high in the arms of Giles, and this one falls into the net as Kayleen Hiller couldn't handle it after Giles misplayed that from the get-go, 5-2 Hunter.
The Penguins need to start going after Giles. That's the second one that's handcuffed her. Jones did it earlier, now Sand. Giles just doesn't seem to be picking up the ball off the serve by the Penguins.
That hit her right in the collarbone. That's how high it was. Now this one is handled nicely by the back row. Bumped up Morphew. Set up by Lardner. Left side, Kayla. Kayla came up with too much side spin on the ball. Out of bounds, 5-3. Penguins still in the lead. The service now is Blumenkamp.
The timing could have been better on that one by Kayla Morphew as well. She looked like she might have just gotten ahead of herself there, awkwardly tapped that ball, and just the side spin forces it out.
Blumenkamp with a perfecto to Kayla. Set up. Left side, Moon with a runner. Now the Penguins short set, back row, bumped up. Penguins now on offense. Back set over to Bain. Bain needs a little more height. Couldn't dig it out of the net, 5-4.
Bain goes up for the kill there, and number 8, McBride, and number 9, Hiller, were right there. They anticipated it. Good timing by the Lopes in front of the net, blocked it. Bain tried to hit it back up, hit it right into the net. Nothing you can do there.
That's one of those where Bain needed to be about 3 inches taller to make that play unfold properly. 5-4, front row, Moon. Tips it over. Dink shot, nothing on it. Phelps goes back, the libero player. Jones gets in the way of it. Tied up with Batch. Left side, Kayla. Goes cross court. This is very high in the air. Jones with a bump. Now a nice short forward set. Back into the net. Kayla digs it out. Moon, softly. Tipped out. Oh, Phelps got tied up and twisted, and she got on top of McBride and the Penguins with a two-touch. Check it. That was four times. Penguins will take it anyway if it was two or four. It doesn't matter. It's 6-4 is the score, and that's all that matters right now.
Yeah, the Lopes look like they didn't mean to do that, and they got kind of tied up there. Looked like Hiller also kind of went to the ground. Hiller is sporting a purple knee brace on her left knee, staying with the colors of GCU.
That's right. It matches the black and gold, or the black and purple, not the black and gold of the Penguins. Now the Penguins are on offense. Oh, backward. Nice little back set there. Oh, the Penguins left a wide open crease, and looking for it, finding it is Kristen Preach. And the Penguins were praying that Preach couldn't find the hole there,
yeah,
but they
Katie,
did.
Katie Batchelder came up a little too far. She left her post and left Gasolaga on the far left and then left Jones all alone in the back. And then Lopes, give them credit. They saw that and exploited it.
All right. 6-5 Penguins. Still on top. Game one. Kayla with a big one to Jones. Poor leave. And Batchelder gets in the way of it, but there's no defending that. Stephanie McBride saw it. It was a terrible lead from the back row. 6-6 fans, game one. In this, the Penguins' first win in conference all year. Kayleen Hiller with a service. Moon, killer, back right corner. You know, that looked a lot like Falea Lili. She got so much height, so much angle, and so much power behind the ball. Nice. Here comes Lachelle Roulon.
Yeah, nice job by Skylar Moon. A moonshot by Skylar.
That was a
she,
good
moonshot. found the seam and found the empty space in the back of the Lopes. Again, crashed up front. Nobody left in the back, and Skylar Moon, veteran player, junior, she saw it. And
Lachelle blistering a serve back there, and now the Penguins. Janae Giles comes up against the Penguins and pays the Penguins back after the big Moon pie by Skylar Moon. The following play, Giles lays one in there. 7-7. Hunter's drinking one right now. Game one, fans. Giles to serve. Way back. She's about 15 feet behind the line. Katie Batch with a bump. Now the set, Lardner. Left side, Jones. Ooh, a lot of height on this one. Way up there, almost to the roof. Bumped up Gasologa. Left side, Jones. Softly, dink. Still alive. Two-handed. Diving forward is Roulon. Helped it over is Lardner. It falls. No, it's out. Wide. Lardner did not need to do that up on her feet. Stammer for the first time tonight. The Lopes lead.
Lardner wants that one back. She had a wide open shot. She could have made that in her sleep. Unfortunately, just too much on that. And looked like she didn't just help it across, but she tried to set it across
steered it.
And you can't do that. Just let it happen.
Ended up out of bounds as Gasologa goes back row. Set up Lopes. Penguins in trouble. Oh, it was absolutely whiffed on the way over by Preach. I don't know if she meant to do that.
Not
did
at
Preach
all.
Mean to do that?
No, not at all. That was supposed to be a hit, and Jessica Jones bit, and she was anticipating it. Good intentional move there by Jones to dive for it, assuming it was going to be hit. It didn't, and then the Lopes get the benefit of the doubt.
It's 9-7 now, fans, and there's the winner by Jones to keep the Penguins within 1-9-8. A great play from the front left corner by Jones. Sand is back in there. Katie Batchelder's out. Skylar Moon to serve. Moon about 8 feet left of the center line, spins it once in the hand. Now she holds it up high. Now she lets it fly with a line drive into the back row. They go after Giles again. Penguins let this one go very deep. And Janae Giles lets it fly deep. 9-9. Hunter, 9-9 on this night when yours truly called the lead pipe lock. Can the Penguins make me proud? Now a service error. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was a player out of position. Giles Hunter stepped out of play as the ball was served.
Yeah, I don't
Giles
think
was out. It's 10-9 to you.
Giles didn't even know she did it. None of the Lopes did it, but the refs, very keen eye there. Good call by them, and the Penguins get the break.
That is a break. That's the kind of mistake the Penguins have been making all season. And now Wainwright, the Penguins lead by two. After Shelby Taylor goes for the attempted killer, shanked it off the right side of her hand. Hunter, the Penguins now up by two with a timeout called by the Antelopes. You're listening to NC2A Volleyball Penguin Style. Radio.Dominican.edu. We're back at 30.
The Penguins leading 11-9 right now, and clearly outplaying the Lopes, and that's the way we like to see it. Grand Canyon having to call the timeout. Stuart Horn with the call.
Here we go, fans. Here we go, fans. Skylar Moon serving beautifully. Moon again. Goes high in the arms again. Catches one of the back row. Now Lardner into the back corner. Somebody's there to pick it up. That was Hiller. Moon with a bump. Lardner set. Short set. Sand back in her face. Big block right back. Taylor said, here you go. Taste this. 11-10.
Big block there by GCU. They needed that. Unbelievable play in front of the net, anticipating the big hit by San. And San's at 6 foot. Hey, the GUs have that as well. They have a few of them on their team.
Gasologa can't handle the serve. Oh, it goes. I thought it was out of bounds, but Jones somehow got it back. If the Penguins can get this point, it'd be a miracle because they had lost it from the get-go. Here goes Jones. Jones into the back row. Very tough against Hiller. Uh-oh. Speaking of tough, Giles with the winner.
Oh, that was...
That was a classic cross-court, tons of power, Giles with the winner. 11-0, four aces on the board, fans.
Giles at 6 foot, exactly. The outside hitter is a junior. So preach. TCU has her for one more year.
Preach with the service. She gets it off now to the back row. The Penguins are on defense, and the winner goes down by Preach. After she served it up, she came in for the killer. So now it's 12-11. Penguins trail.
Hey, Brian, a little more here.
Penguins need to stop the bleeding right now. They were up by two. All of a sudden, find themselves trailing just like that.
Preach.
Tells you how quick the game can change.
Preach with the runner to Jones. Jones goes in the back row to Phelps. Now trouble for the DUs. Bumped up Rulin. Nobody's there. Penguins just have to get it over flat-footed into the net. Can't do anything with it. Gasologa again, 13-11. GCU. That hurt. Preach to serve again. Bumped up, Batchelder. Left side, Jones. Cross court, uh-oh. All of a sudden, the defense, Shelby Taylor in the defense for GCU is reading exactly what the Penguins are doing, and all of a sudden it's no longer mysterious. 14-11. Preach to serve again, right side. Preach finds Batchelder with another winner, and all of a sudden the DUs can't do anything right.
I want to know what head coach Neighbor said to her team at that timeout, because we're seeing a completely different team in this GCU Lopes squad. They're playing with a swagger. They're playing with a confidence. Now the Penguins, on the other hand, are playing flat-footed, something we haven't seen. They've been playing very well as of until right now. All of a sudden, Katie Batchelder with that attempt at the dig, and it goes out of bounds. I mean, the Penguins right now are playing. It's like the rules have been reversed.
It was heads-up move there by Stammer to call the timeout. Coach Stammer didn't like it. She's seen over the last 3 points in a row. The Penguins look very sloppy after an opening 11 points looking very good. The last three have looked ugly as they've looked in the last 2 weeks. So she calls a quick timeout. We're going to stay on the air. It's 15-11, fans, as the end of the timeout has come.
You can't let that stuff get to you, though, Stu. If you give up, cough up a two-point lead, all of a sudden a three-point unanswered run by the Lopes. Penguins just got to keep playing. Keep playing volleyball. Have some fun. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. Looked like they were doing that earlier. They got to get back to that now and play to win instead of play not to lose.
Preach now to serve. I'll take all the pressure since I'm the one that called it. Left side, Jones. Jones smacks it across, and Preach gets a hand on it. Keeps it alive. Very high, flat-footed. Gasologa with the bump. Left side, Lardner. Here goes the dink shot. Now it goes backward. Poor communication between Phelps and Hiller. The Penguins, Gasologa dive, saves it. Katie Batch goes back corner, still alive. Softly, trouble, killer, Taylor, 16-11, Lopes. Oh, the Antelopes have lowered the horns now.
Taylor made there by Shelby, my goodness. Drew up the Katie Batchelder in front and then shot it right by her. Batchelder at 5'4". She isn't going to be able to really go after those high hits, and the Lopes exploited that right away.
Preach with another serve, and there's another winner as she serves it right to Gasologa with a service ace, 17-11. Preach has got to be getting tired. That's eight in a row, Hunter.
Hey, you know what? She's going to take it, though. Her Lopes have turned this game around in a hurry.
Well, you're not kidding. It was tied 11 all, fans, and now it's 17-11. Gasologa just with nothing on it at all, backing up on it. Into the back row, Gasologa dug out by Lardner. Now the Penguins, Sarah Bain comes in on it. Check it, that was Samantha Raines. Now Lardner with the bump, Gasologa helps it up. Here's Jessica, back row, that's a winner. Finally, the Penguins off the schneid, they're down by five. Any more could have been real jail time. But at 17-12, the Penguins are hanging tough, very tough. And back is Lardner to open things.
And they're lucky Shelby Taylor got a hand on that one, because that was a hard enough hit to where it would have gone out of bounds without anybody touching it, and the Penguins would have found themselves another point behind instead of having the ball back.
Lardner with the service. Set up. Bain, softly. Front corner, diving for it. Somehow GCU saves it. Flat-footed. The Penguins in good shape. Here it is. Jones! Oh, no! Too late on the hit! Jones finds the net! She had a perfect set right in stride and hit it a little bit too late on it.
She could have done that in her sleep, and unfortunately, again, you said it, a little too late, and it went right into the net. How many times have we seen Jessica Jones make that play, though? A rare mistake.
18-12. And the dink by the Penguins works nicely. Gets GCU off balance, but now they're in. They come running in, and that's Blumenkamp, who had sort of a slow warm-up, I'll tell you. Blumenkamp The lefty is Blumenkamp. She came running in with the killer, and here comes Rhea Filialili in place now of Jessica Jones. 19-12 late in game one, fans. The Penguins looking for their first conference victory tonight. After the first 10 points tonight, I thought it was well within reach, but all of a sudden the Penguins have hacked it up something terrible. And now into the net goes Giles, and that's a break for the Penguins. The first unforced service error of the night, 19-13. DU's down by six. Here comes Rhea with a serve off to our left, occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center. Here comes Rhea out of Long Beach. A perfect get. Now a nice leave back to Blumenfeld.
Look out. Uh-oh.
Blumenkamp unleashed the fury, and that one flew so far that I think they had to send out a search team after it left the house. 2013, GCU has reached the red zone. Here's Phelps, libero player for GCU. She goes very long, bumped up by Rhea. She played it. Rhea with a jumper. First real play of the night for Filialili. Looks pretty good. Uh-oh, and there's a winner by Blumenkamp, and she found the back line, 21-13.
Blumenkamp has become the go-to girl here for this Lopes squad, as she has absolutely put on a clinic in that back line for the Penguins, and Gail Stammer's had enough. She's going to have to call a timeout here, down 21-13. Radio.Dominican.edu, we'll be right back. Horn, Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez here, as the Penguins are taking on the Lopes of GCU live here at the Conlin Center, only on the Penguin Radio, home of Dominican Athletics. 21-13, your score right now. GCU has the door open, looking to go through it.
Kenzie Phelps now with the side out for the Lopes. She's with the runner. And a nice one it is. Tarillo down low. Left side, Kayla. Kayla gets it right back at her, but she's able to play it up. Back set over to Bain. Bain, too short. Bain was not even close to getting that one over the net.
Even if she did, Stu, the Lopes had an iron wall up there. My goodness, McBride and Hiller, they've been deadly up front.
The Lopes have gone on an 11-2 run here. 11-2 run, and that's now it's a 12-2 run as the Penguins with a two-touch at the net, off balance, 23-13. 12-2 run for the Lopes after it was 11-up, fans. Here goes Phelps to Rhea, bumped up poorly. Oh, brother, barely got it back in play. Bain has to just go to the back row. There's a two-touch. And Bain, late in the game, has fallen apart. 24-13 game point. Check it. Yeah, 24-13. Game one, fans, where the Penguins were at 11 up, it is now 24-13. You think the Lopes adjusted? Holy cow, Phelps.
After that timeout, it seemed like a brand-new team.
Now diving in on it with the overhanded killer comes Samantha Raines, the 6-foot freshman, and Raines promptly knocks it 14 miles out of bounds. So just when Raines had a perfect leave after the set, she could not get a good angle on it and sent it into the grandstands. That was not very Raines-like. Raines usually very sure-handed. We'll take a timeout now between games. 25-13, the final in game one. You are listening to Penguin Volleyball worldwide on radio.dominican.edu.
The five set as the Penguins are looking to maybe win their first conference victory. Stuart Horn, the voice of the Penguins, called that game, said it was in concrete as much as you can. They were going to call that. He was going to call a win. He's not out of it yet, and the Penguins aren't either. They're down 1-0, but the offense has got to turn it up. I mean, absolutely nothing offensively. Jessica Jones, the leader in that game, won with only two kills. She's been an MVP caliber season. She's been having an MVP caliber season so far. Penguins somehow need to be able to turn it around, find some offense, and somehow keep Brooke Blumenkamp in check. Four kills leads her team, and Grand Canyon wasn't necessarily maybe playing up to their best capabilities early on. Get a timeout called by their head coach, come back out, and promptly put away the Penguins. The Penguins right now, don't stress, don't panic, just play volleyball. Looks like Lauren Clark, Skylar Moon, Kayla Morphew, Kelsey Lardner, Jessica Jones, and Samantha Raines, the true freshman, out there to begin. Katie Batchelder off to the side. Looks like she might come in maybe. We'll see what happens. We'll see how Gail Stammer wants to play it. However, she does have Morphew out there, her third consecutive start for the one senior in this team.
Hunter, wouldn't you agree that that was one of the greatest timeout calls ever? In the part of,
absolutely,
of GCU.
Absolutely, and that's something I'd love to talk to their coach and see what she said
to
them.
What did she say? It was 11 up, all of a sudden timeout, boom, next thing they win. And straight through.
And GCU, a very, very good squad. We don't want to say they're not.
A 14-2 run to win it.
An unbelievable offensive answer, you could say, and the Penguins really had nothing to show for, you know, their great start they got off to early on.
at 11-all. They were playing very tough. GCU takes that inopportune timeout if you're a Penguin fan. And the next thing you know, a 14-2 run. I mean, that was unbelievable. That was great stuff.
Really took the sails out of this crowd, out of the team, it looked like. All of a sudden, Penguins were like, oh, my goodness, what just happened? You know, very flat-footed, very playing to, like to say, playing to not lose instead of playing to win.
Perhaps. For the first time, it really did seem like that. Prior to that 11-up, it seemed like the Penguins were swinging freely. And then after that, the Penguins, it seemed like they were steering the ball around the court. But we are ready for game two now, fans, as the technical switching of the players, which...
It'll continue, yeah. It looked like Lauren Clark now in officially, and Amber Batchelder in for Skylar Moon officially.
Katie Batchelder. So Lardner to serve here in game two out there with Morphew and Batchelder with Reigns, Jones, and Clark. Here we go, fans. Game two is underway. Penguins off to our right, occupying now the northern end. As Jones with a poor leave, and it falls on the other side, and Jones gets the winner to open game two. 1-0 Penguins.
Thank you, Shelby Taylor, for touching that and helping it out of bounds. We'll take that. The Penguins off to a good start. Hopefully a better result in this game, too, than in game one.
Lardner to serve now. With the runner from way out there in the corner. First service error as Lardner finds the tape. It rolls straight down. And so much for the Penguins having the big mo. 1-1.
Yeah, those kind of plays really take the momentum out of a team, and you've seen it all season so far with the Penguins.
See the Penguins somehow. Uh-oh, poor leave now by Batchelder. Batchelder gets it back in her face, but somehow keeps it alive. Now Batchelder back of the net digs it out after Reigns couldn't do anything with it. Bumped up softly by Preach. Here comes the lefty. Oh, with a save now Batchelder. That's four of them for Katie. She helps it over flat-footed. And now Preach gets it into the back row. And trouble, and the Penguins let it fall. 2-1 DU.
Nice job by the Penguins. A good rally. Maybe the best rally we've seen all night.
Hiller with the attempted kill couldn't get any kind of an angle on it. It was very deep. Jones to serve now, about 5 feet left of the line. She looks up at the right hand, throws it up at Brian Sanchez. Noted that last time, how Jones looks at the hand every time. Back set over to Reigns. Reigns gets it right back in her face. Defense too much. Here is Jessica. Jones gets it into the back row, bumped up by Hiller, and diving for it is Jones, and not even close. Tried to get the flat hand out, but couldn't save it with the pancake. 2-up. A lot of defense in the house last night. Unfortunately, not on the part of the DUs.
Some of the most amazing pancake saves I think we've seen all season, Stu.
At least three of the best defensive saves we've seen all season, and now an unforced error by Janae Giles. That's the second service error by Giles herself. 3-2, Penguins.
Here comes Skylar Moon in for Katie Batchelder. She's going to take her spot up in front. You've got 2 6-footers in Moon and Reigns, and then the senior Kayla Morphew helping them out there. Kayla Morphew at 5-9.
Clark with the serve now to the back corner. Oh, brother, just out. And that's the second team service error, unforced service error, 3-up. Oh, Brian Sanchez hates those.
And just like that, Lauren Clark getting yanked. Katie Batchelder back in the game.
You want to miss a serve, a freebie, you're not going to play much doing that. And that's exactly what happened. Reigns now leaning backward. She was buckling backward. And she couldn't get anything on it. And not only did she get nothing on it, it also found the net. So Samantha Reigns, the 6-footer, usually pretty solid with those. 4-3, and to Batch, and to Lardner, and to Reigns. And Reigns now makes up for it. Goes cross court into the back left corner, Hunter. They call it 4-4 now. Are the Penguins trailing by one? I missed one? I must have, because it says 4-up. Huh.
Okay. Hey, tied. We'll take it.
Here's Reigns. Bumps it up, left side, GCU smiling. I don't know what they're smiling about. Penguins are on offense. Here's Reigns. We'll find out. All right, they couldn't be smiling about that as Reigns with the 2 killers in a row.
Nice job by the true freshman. The Penguin fans are smiling over there in the Collins Center. Nice crowd we've got tonight for this Saturday night match.
It is a big crowd, and Reigns pouring it on. Reigns with the drizzler, left side now. Bumped up, Kayla almost hit the roof. Reigns with a bump. Left side, Jones. From the center, Jones runs in from the back row. Now the Penguins in the back. Oh, good. Reigns with a bump. Lardner. Kayla. Pounced up. Oh, Katie Batch finds the back row. There's a loose ball. Megan Davis now with a bump. Jumped up Reigns. Back across Jones. Good rally going on here, fans. Killer. After a perfect setup, and a great leave for Stephanie McBride, the 5'11 senior. She's out of Newberry Park, California, and she sent that one back to Newberry Park. That's how hard she hit it. Five up.
That's a tough break there for the Penguins. A great rally. Played very well. A couple of good saves, but GCU takes advantage.
Blumenkamp with a serve. Bumped up Lardner. Short set. Dinked up. Saved. Could it have been saved? They call it a pancake.
Wow.
And, oh, my goodness. An unbelievable defensive move. And that was unreal. I was ready to call that one over, and Coach Stammer doesn't like it either. Lardner now with the jumper. Reigns goes back row, and Reigns with the winner. 6-5 Penguins, and they really earned that one, I'll tell you. After they had to fight back after an unbelievable defensive move by the Lopes.
Gail Stammer not quite happy with what she sees. She'll take the point, but she wants to see the play executed and played the right way. Reminding her Penguins, hey, don't be satisfied with just getting the point. We've got to play to win and play the right, play the correct style of volleyball.
Morphew now with the serve. Penguins big-time defense by Moon. Great play by Moon. Top of the net, hits the antenna, Penguin point. And the Dominicans lead by 2-7-5.
If anyone can, a Dominican. Nice job by the Penguins to come all the way back. Now they lead it by 2. Keep the momentum going.
Morphew. That's 2 in a row for the Penguins, and that's big for the DUs. Colin 3 is Moon said no! With a big rejection, Moon and the fans go nuts. Broadcasters go nuts anyway. Most of the fans went nuts. Moon with a superb defensive play. Penguins 3 in a row, 8-5. And another good block, and another winner! 4 in a row, Moon is doing it all! Skylar Moon! Uh-oh, and here comes a timeout. Hunter now, just like last game, once the Penguins started to play well, the Antelopes took the timeout. Coach Neighbor knew what to say to turn it around. Let's see if she can do it again. Hunter and I will be back in a half a minute. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Penguins on a 9-5 lead right now, playing with all sorts of confidence. But the GCUs, if they got anything going for them, it's the fact that their head coach called the timeout, and last time they did that, they came all the way back and stunned the Penguins. Penguins, though, with the ball back, looking to keep the momentum going in their favor.
Oh, Morphew with a great serve. Just hit Megan Davis high in the arms. Davis didn't even see it coming. I mean, Hunter, that crept up on her, and the Penguins with another one, 10-5, game
two. Sneaky fast there by Morphew. A nice job. It's one thing to have power, but if you can make it seem like you got nothing behind it, we'll take that, too.
All right, the Penguins won 5 in a row, but they just gave one back as Morphew shanked it deep. She really had a beautiful run going, and it was just out off the left side. And now her rotation finds Megan Davis, who played 1 point, ripped out of there. And she was replaced by
Janae Giles coming back in.
Giles is back in there. She has been a Penguin killer tonight. Moon with the killer, Moon Pie, 11-6.
Nice job by Hiller to try to put a hand up, and she hit it. But then it went right out of bounds. Moon, just too much mustard on that one. She's going to go back to serve.
Boy, that was like a lunar landing right there. The ball flew so far, 11-6. Here's Skylar now. She's way out on the left corner. Wide open hand. She goes cross court about as long as you can play it. And now a killer to Kayla into the fans. And that's DJ Ray Ray up there who got her hands on it. It was so far up into the crowd. And the Penguins couldn't handle that. That was a massive blast by Giles. 11-7, the Penguins still lead this one in game two. Service McBride, been a while since the Penguins have been on defense, off the serve. Here's Jones. Jones with the winner, and just as all of Grand Canyon shifted to the right side of the court, Jones in the front left corner found a very, very sharp angle to the other side. Sent them all way off balance, 12-7.
Thread a needle by Jessica Jones there, another MVP caliber hit.
Kelsey Lardner. Running the offense, dinked over, and that was with skill by Giles. Giles got it right over the front row just ever so softly, and all of the Penguins had to watch it fall, 12-8 DU. Kristen Preach to serve, the 5'10 junior out of Phoenix. A perfecto to Katie Badge. Lardner back set. Jones with a hammer. Picked up by Phelps. Penguins back row. Lardner bumped way up there. Set up over to Jones softly. Jones faked it, but didn't get much on it. Big time defense in the back.
Come on,
saved by Morphew. Unbelievable save. Jones, boy, that was something else.
Wow.
Morphew. Now the Penguins on defense. Uh-oh. Blumenkamp lets it fly. The lefty from the front right corner 12-9. Blumenkamp the winner.
Yeah, right past Kelsey Lardner. But how about Kayla Morphy there with
something.
The save there? And you heard me cheering a little bit. We turn into some fans sometimes when we see a good play. Nice job by the senior.
Morphy with a tremendous, the tremendous defensive save of the night so far. Lardner now with a bomb. Morphy goes front row, leading perfectly. Set up goes across to Clark. Now the Penguins. Blumenkamp softly gets it up. Jones didn't even see it, but somehow got to play on it. Now Lardner with a nice bump. Set up to Jones. Softly dinks it over. Nothing doing. Giles gets a hand on it. Lardner again gets in the way of it. Oh, no. Ooh, bad communication by the Penguins. Softly. Oh, and it's blocked and it falls. Boy. That was, let's see, Samantha Raines got the hand on it the last second, Hunter, and blocked it down 13-9.
Another game of hot potato in front of the net there goes the way of the Dominicans.
Coach wants Jones to scoot over to the right side. She's been serving from the left side, but she slows things down, goes over the other way. Finds the back row. Led pretty nicely. Back row.
Let it go, let
and
it
the
go.
Penguins couldn't. Oh, Jones almost reached out. She did reach out for it. She just couldn't get a hand on it. It was so long.
No, they're going to give the point to the GCs. No way.
No, they turn it back around.
There's no way Jessica Jones touched that ball. Wow.
Hold it. Now they turn it back to the Penguins, 14-9.
Okay, good call.
They switched it back and then back over.
There's no way Jessica Jones touched that ball,
yeah,
Stu.
No. Jones did not. So they give it back to the Penguins fans. 14-9. Hold it now. The ref, the fans and the refs and the coaches, everybody's up on their feet and the ball's in play as whistles are blowing. One of the GCUs reached over. No, it was the Penguins reached over. Now it's going to be 13-11.
Now it looks like head coach for GCU, we're going to talk about it over, see who we got, or what kind of score we do. And it looks like they got it right now.
All
on
right,
the scoreboard.
On the previous play, I guess Jones was counted as touching it or something.
That's a terrible call, Stu.
It was 14-10, and then the Penguins lost the subsequent point. 13-11 after all of that, fans. The final at this point. This one hits the roof, which is in play here at the Conlin Center. That one does play off the roof, and they keep playing it as Morphy gets it off. Now it's bumped up by Lardner. Over to Kaleg with a big jumper. Oh, back off the net. Dug out one more time. Helped across by Katie Batch. Heads up. Batchelder, good block. No, Batchelder got a hand on it. It's still alive. Batchelder with a pancake save. Left side, Penguins on it. Batchelder again, it's still up. Kayla with a save.
Need somebody
trouble.
In front.
Oh, no.
My goodness, Stu, unbelievable play there by the Penguins. Batchelder with two amazing saves. Samantha Raines in front of the net with a couple of saves, and then Kelsey Lardner digging out some balls that I thought for sure hit the ground before them. Unfortunately, some desperation at the last moment there by Kayla Morphy. The ball went up. Nobody was out in front of the net, and that you got a feel for the Penguins there. A great set for or a great rally, I should say, for them. They played with a ton of heart in that one. And GCU, though, gets away with the point. But I'll tell you what, unbelievable play there by the Penguins. And if anything, that's got to help boost their morale.
Morphy and Batchelder on that play alone. Two or three of the best defensive plays we've seen all season. Props to them. Hunter and I are back in 15 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu.
In center, the Penguins after the timeout. Unbelievable defense there. Falls just a little short as GCU gets that point. They now trail only by one. They get the ball back, but the Penguins are fired up. They're ready to go. This will be very interesting to see how this game two, with the Penguins trailing already 1-0, pans out.
The 5-9, Megan Davis with a serve. Penguins now set it nicely over to Kayla. Blocked. Back in her face. Raines helped across. Clark with a bump. Back row, saved by Jones. Another tremendous defensive move by Jones. Wide! Penguins with the winning point. 14-12, DUs. After the timeout, the Penguins have been weak. But the last two timeouts, the Penguins have won the point immediately following.
And Jessica Jones kept that play alive, diving to her right. One arm somehow hit the ball, hit a backup over the net, and the Penguins keep the play alive and get the point.
That was a world-class play by Jones. And now the killer is laid down there by Blumenkamp, and you can't stop a shotgun blasting.
No,
with a perfect leave like that in the middle for Blumenkamp. She's tough, the lefty, 14-13.
Yeah, Blumenkamp led the team, I should say, in game one with four kills. She's picking up right where she left off.
Now the Penguins on defense, bumped up Jones. Lardner back in her face, and Moon couldn't get much on that. And it was blocked right back in her face, and it rolled out of bounds. Tie game, 14 up.
Penguins right now just in a dogfight here with the Lopes.
Penguins now on defense after Phelps. This one hits the antenna by Blumenkamp. Penguins with a point. What? They called it off the block? No.
Gail Stammer up now looking for an explanation. She can't believe it. Kayla Morphy was all
over
the play.
That came off the block. Oh, brother. The referees just burned the Penguins out of that one. That came off the block. Phelps to serve. You can't blame it on the referees, but that was not the right call. So the Penguins are back on offense now, and now they've let one fly. This one comes off the wall, and there's no way it's going to stay alive after it came off of the arms of Kelsey Lardner. Now the Penguins trail by two, 16-14. Coach gets back up to give Lardner a few words of advice. Here's Phelps with the next service. She's been pretty hot, Phelps, three in a row.
How about Kelsey Lardner, though, leaving it all out on the field there? She has not gotten a break at all in this entire night.
Phelps now to serve. They get the whistle to go. Here she comes. Coming at us to Jones. A poor leave. Jones helped across. Moon. Left side. Blumenkamp. Right at the knees, the buckled knees of Katie Batch. And Blumenkamp puts the GCU's up 17-14. Timeout, Stammer? No. She's going to rotate in Rhea Falealili in place of the senior, Kayla Morphew.
Yeah, Rhea Falealili, last year's PacWest Freshman of the Year, coming on in. The reinforcements have arrived.
Penguins trail by three, getting late, and they go straight to Rhea. Bumped up Lardner, back over to Falealili. We've got a massive jump and got it through the wall, but the backup in the back row still held it, and the Penguins cannot defend. And all of a sudden, GCU's turning it up.
Hiller and Blumenkamp, my goodness, they've got some shotguns for arms. Another hit that just Jessica Jones put her hands up, maybe just to save her face.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do that, Phelps. With a nice serve, bumped up, Rhea goes to the back row, helps it across, nothing on it. Stammer yells out something. The shot by Blumenkamp is blocked by the Penguins. And finally, the DUs get one back, 18-15, as Stammer comes up and kicks the ball back into play over to the guy who wipes off the ball. So the Penguins now with a service advantage. Into the open court goes Samantha Raines. Bumped up by Katie Batch with another great save. Oh, brother. Rhea Falealili hits it too late. It looked like she was going to soft it over, and at the last second, she went to hit it hard, but it was way too late to think about it, 19-15. Blumenkamp to serve. Boy, anything to get her off the front row. She's been just deadly to the DUs tonight. This one to Katie. Front row, Lardner, back set, Rhea from the front left corner. That's where Rhea likes to play. Blumenkamp with the bomb. Now the set across. Penguins back on it. Good play. Reigns into the net. Moon dug down for it but couldn't bring it back up. 20-15.
And now the GCUs are starting to pull away here, and the Penguins at this point have got to find a way just to slow them down. GCU with all the momentum right now, headed by their lead star player, Blumenkamp.
25-13, the score in the first game, fans. Here's Blumenkamp, the lefty to serve. Oh, boy, she just grazes the top of the net. A service ace, as this one is too hot to handle. And that came off of the outstretched arms of Samantha Raines. 21-15 red zone, and Rhea's out. Kayla's back in. Blumenkamp to serve again. The big, tall, hard-hitting lefty to Jones. Lardner, Kayla, softly, dinked. Kayla, oh, brother, alive, are you kidding? I thought that was on the floor, and somehow GCU with a diving pancake saves at 22-15, and the point. That was a nice play by GCU.
Alex Gasolaga coming in now in place of Samantha Raines.
Gasolaga's gotten a lot of minutes the last couple of nights.
Gail Stammer trying to switch it up every once in a while, trying to find some sort of offensive continuity for this Penguin offense.
The 5'10 Blumenkamp's a senior. She lets another one fly, and this one is wide. No, it's not. It hits the line, and it is in. 23-15.
Bad read by Gasolaga right there, too. She thought it was out, and that was as perfect as you can on a service ace as you can get. And that's going to force Gail Stammer to call another timeout here for the Penguins.
I think it's a good time to do it. Penguins have one left.
We're back in 30fansradio.dominican.edu.
Of the best of five series, the Penguins taking on the Lopes of GCU. GCU with the ball and with the call, Stuart Horn.
Never feeling defeated, Horn, 23-15. Here we go, fans, game two. Blumenkamp brings it. Short set, Penguins keep it alive. Phelps across, diving for it, Jones. No Penguins in the back left corner, and that's where the ball was placed perfectly. Game point. Set point, fans, 24-15. Second game, second set, we should say. Blumenkamp, the attempted winner. Set up nicely to Morphew. Blocked. Bumped straight up. Phelps bumped it up. Now to Kayla. Kayla again with the runner, softly. Uh-oh, trouble. Hiller has a hand on it. Bumped up Lardner. Uh-oh, Gasologa. Poor communications, but she got it off, Alex. Now the left side, the Penguins with a block. And Lardner with a block right next to Moon. It falls 24-16. Penguins still alive.
Yeah, Lardner only stands there at 5'8", but she got big-time hops on that block. Nice job to see her in front of the net doing some work.
Morphew with a serve. Backhanded by GCU, and now it's up in the grandstands. It's somehow it's alive. Are you kidding? What a play by GCU. That was unbelievable. And now it's blocked up, Kayla, to Lardner. Softly. Falling for it, diving for it is Blumenkamp. Penguins now on offense. Here's Lardner, here's Jones. Back corner falls in, Jones with a winner. 24-17, Penguins alive.
The never say die attitude of these Penguins, they are tenacious, they will keep coming after you. That's one thing they've definitely got going for them, Stu. Doesn't matter the record, they still think they are a good team, they still think they can win, and they're going to come after you with everything they got until that final point is made.
I'll tell you what, if you were as good as the Penguins, you would too. So Gasologa now bumps it up for Jones in search of another point to keep the Penguins alive here in set number two. Penguins now, ooh, they were going to let it go. Gasologa called to let it go, but Morphew played it anyway. Still alive, Blumenkamp bumps it up, trouble. Again, uh-oh, a poor leave, trouble, and it's a winner. After the poor leave by Kayla Morphew. That one flies up, and Megan Davis with the winner. After two sets, fans, 25-17, the Penguins are down 2-0 in a must-win situation. Once again, we're back in 10 minutes on radio.dominican.edu.
Radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to this October 8th game, Saturday night here live at the Conlin Center. Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez in just a minute. We want to remind you, on our upcoming schedule, October 12th, these two teams will lock heads again one more time at 7 p.m. here Wednesday night at the Conlin Center. We want to also remind you to tune in early because that game, we've got Brian Clark, who has officially brought professional baseball to San Rafael. They will be playing over at Albert Park. Still don't have a name for the team yet. Still don't have a team, really, but it's on the way. May 2012 is the ETA of professional baseball, semi-pro at least, in San Rafael, and something we're all excited about, especially here at Dominican, where we don't have a baseball team, but there's a lot of people here in the San Rafael area and community that are excited about that. You won't want to miss that. He'll be on the air here only on radio.dominican.edu, the official radio home of Penguin Athletics. Brian Sanchez, I welcome him into the booth. The Penguins down 2-0 here, 2-0, I should say, in this best of five match. Penguins now need to win 3 in a row, Brian, and something that has not happened at all this season. But, hey, you never say never.
No, absolutely not. And our biggest problem right now is the girl right in front of you and I, Blumenkamp, with 8 kills. She leads the team in the season. She leads them in the game, and she's going to be trouble.
GCU to serve. Lardner digs it out in front of the net. Here's Reigns, the true freshman, gets it blocked in front of the net. Lardner helps it across. Back row to GCU in front of the net. Here we go. Blumenkamp ends it. Nice job by Blumenkamp to end that rally as she, with the left hand, the southpaw, delivers a punishing blow to the back line. It's 1-0 early. Jessica Jones back to serve, number 4. She's been an MVP player this year. Looks at the right hand. Here we go. Back row in front of the net. Helped across by GCU. Reigns will set it. Here's Morphew. The senior delivers a kill, and it's off the hands of the libero player, Kenzie Phelps. Nice job. We're all tied up here at 1.
Morphew, given the extra playing time these last couple games, and she's taking advantage with the nice kill right there.
I said we're all tied up at 1. Excuse me. It's 2-0 DU here. As that last hit by Blumenkamp must have gone out of bounds. Kelsey Lardner in front of the net. Here's Sand, helps it across. And now they're going to call GCU for touching the net. And another point to the Penguins. It's 3-0. Penguins will take that break. Jessica Jones, once again, will go back to serve.
Dominican getting points any way they can right now, trying to build an early lead in this game.
Build an early lead and don't look back. There's the serve, back row in front of the net. Here's GCU. Nice block there by Samantha Raines, but it goes out of bounds, unfortunately. What a hit by Osmus, it looked like. No, excuse me, it wasn't Osmus. That was Kaylin Hiller. Hiller with the punishing blow, and Ashley Sand and Samantha Raines went up to block it. They got a hand on it, but it went out of bounds, and the Penguins are punished. 3-1 now. They lead in front of the net, and GCU makes it a one-point game now. Shelby Taylor with the kill in front of Jessica Jones. It's 3-2, Penguins up. GCU back to serve with the ball. That's going to be number 10, Megan Davis. Runs up, right hand. Line drive just to the right, but it's going to somehow find a way into that back corner, into the DU side of the court. 3-3 tied up, and the Penguins' lead is gone.
And so is the momentum.
There's the serve. Morphew to Lardner in front of the net. Raines, the true freshman, hits it and will get the point. Nice job by the freshman, Samantha Raines, to hit it off the hands of Taylor. It goes out of bounds. DU gets the ball, gets the point back, and the momentum.
Raines has been playing with some serious power here tonight, and that's what you like to see from the six-footer.
Wearing the goggles, Ashley Sand back to serve, her first serve of the night. Throws the ball up, and a line drive to the back row. Bumped up in front of the net, set beautifully. Nice job by Samantha Raines to block it. Middle court, Blumenkamp helps it across. Dug out, up and over the net to GCU. In front of the net, Jessica Jones somehow digs it out. Nice job there by her. And looks like Kelsey Lardner and Samantha Raines got tied up there. Ball hit Samantha Raines right in the face, rolls off her chin onto the ground. She's laughing, smiling about it, so she's not hurt. But the Penguins are hurt as the lead is gone. We're all tied up at 4.
That play kind of sums up the season for Dominican right there. Communication errors.
Henzie Phelps back to serve. Communications error, that is the epitome of the Penguin season right now. Jones to Lardner. That ball was up in the air for a while. Kelsey somehow gets it off, and a kill attempt by the GCUs is met by good defense by the Penguins. There's Samantha Raines, who hits it too far to the left, just outside. Penguins now down 5-4 as they trail for the first time in this set 3.
Raines came into this third game hot. She's downwards a little bit on the trend, trying to get it back up.
The freshman Phelps to Morphew. Morphew is set up beautifully by Lardner, who delivers a huge kill, somehow dug out by GCU. Morphew runs up for it instead, decides to just help it across, and it'll work right in front of Kenzie Phelps. She dove for it and hit the ball right back up into the net. Kayla Morphew went up running like she was going to deliver some sort of huge hit, and then at the last second pulled up and just helped it across. It worked. The Penguins get the point. It's all tied up at 5.
Clever play right there from Morphew in midair, decided that she saw the opening and put the little drop shot right in the corner for
a
the point.
Crafty move by the crafty veteran. Gasolaga back to serve. Back row, GCU, dug out by Gasolaga. Set for Skylar Moon, but the Penguins are penalized. Whistle blows. 6-5 now. GCU up in Blumenkamp, much to the relief of the Penguins, relinquishes her spot here in the front line, but goes back to serve. The southpaw does. Dug out by Batchelder. Moon helps it across, and GCU hits it just too far out of bounds. Penguins tie it all up.
Both teams trading errors right now, keeping each other in the game. Kayla Morphew going to try and put the Dominican girls on a run right now.
Yeah, not the most clean game we've seen all year, but a close game. Morphew to serve. Middle row, Blumenkamp bumps it up, helped across by the Lopes. Morphew's going to have to hurry. She hits it, but not to no avail. That was a desperation hit in the back line as she was falling out of bounds. It goes out of bounds. 7-6 now. GCU leads.
Yeah, Preach with a very nice play on that one. Went up, just tapped it right where no one could get to it.
Hiller back to serve. Line drive, dug out by Morphew. There's Lardner for Moon. Blumenkamp in front of the net. Set there for Keller again. Bumped up. There's the set to Jones. Jones gets it done. Nice job by Jessica Jones. Kelsey Lardner setting her up for that one. And it looks like number 16, Giles, wasn't able to handle the hard hit by Jones. Hit her hand, rolled out of bounds, 7-all.
Haven't seen a bullet from Jones in a long time.
Skylar Moon hits the top of the net, somehow gets over. Penguins, nice block in front of the net, and the GCUs play hot hands with that and rolls out of bounds. And the Penguins have right back up on top. They have the lead now. It's 8-7. Skylar Moon back to serve. Skylar Moon, the transfer junior out of Cabrillo College, one of the prize recruits that Gail Stammer brought in for this 2011 campaign. Kayla Morphew bumps it up. Now here's Jones. Jones gets it in there right in front of a diving number 3, Phelps. She threads the needle. Preach. And McBride were in front of the net, went up for the block, and Jones hit it right in between their arms and was able to get the point for the Penguins. Point to the Penguins as the refs blow the whistle, hold up the flag.
It looks like a Grand Canyon girl stepped off the court again. Giles.
The second time that's happened tonight. The Penguins will take the lead, though. They now lead 10-7. Neighbor, the head coach, Chris Neighbor for GCU, trying to get an explanation. Not too sure if she agrees with the refs there, the lines judges. But what they say goes. It's 10-7. Skylar Moon back to serve. Back row, dugout. In front of the net, there's GCU off of Moon's hands and out of bounds. The Penguins really were helpless on that one as Moon got handcuffed by a good hit by Giles.
Yeah, Giles gave up a point on the play before. Gets it right back for Grand Canyon on the next one.
10-8, Grand Canyon now with possession and the ball. They're going back to serve. Number 8, Stephanie McBride. There's Batchelder in the middle. In front of the net, Sand. McBride into the net. Nice job. Giles hits it. She got a clear hit at it, had the back row in the back corner open, but just shanked it right into the net. The Penguins get another point. It's 11-8. Samantha Raines, a true freshman, into play.
Yeah, Giles didn't have good body position on that one. She didn't look ready to hit it.
The sophomore, Kelsey Lardner, to serve. Line drive, nice job. The Penguins on offense now. Batchelder to Lardner in the middle. Here's Jones, far court. Side tried to hit it cross court and hit it right into the net. An error for Jessica Jones. They call her JJ. 11-9 now. Penguins still lead. But GCU closing the gap. Runs up to serve in front of a diving Katie Batchelder, and they'll get another point. That's a service ace for the Lopes. It's 11-10, a one-point game now.
Just when it looked like Dominican was going to go on a run and pull away, Grand Canyon right back in this game.
It's happened a couple of times tonight where they get a little bit of a lead and then the Lopes come right back. Here's Jones, who tries to hit it. Nice block in front of the net. Batchelder with a nice save. Jones one more time, helps it across in front of the net for the Lopes. That's set. There's Bloomingcamp off of Batchelder's hands and into the back of the Conlin Center, and we are all tied up at 11.
And just like that, Grand Canyon right back in this game. Dominican has to get this under control and play like they did at the start of the set.
Preach back to serve. Line drive just right, and the Penguins catch a break.
And here's their opportunity. Preach gave him the ball back, serve advantage. Here they go.
It's 12-11 with Jessica Jones back to serve. Hand up, looks at it, cross court, in the back row, set. Here's Bloomingcamp, the southpaw off of Batchelder one more time, and there's no stopping her. Batchelder looks absolutely overmatched when Bloomingcamp delivers that left-handed kill. It's 12-all.
And I think what you just mentioned, left-handed, I think that's surprising Dominican girls a little bit. We haven't seen very many of those this season.
Absolutely. Not many left-handed people in the world. Not many left-handed people that play collegiate volleyball. Back to serve for the Lopes and Morphew. Across the net, there's Raines, true freshman, nothing doing. Nice job by the Lopes to keep the ball alive. Little miscommunication, but they put it back over. Here's San. San almost hit it too far, but the Lopes tried to play it anyway. In front of the net, and perfectly executed Taylor into the net. 13-12 now, the Penguins lead.
Oh yeah, the Lopes helped out the Penguins on that one. That ball was going out off the hands of Sand. They saved it anyway. Dominican gets the point.
Osman now in for Hiller, the sophomore outside hitter out of Glendale, Arizona. And sporting the goggles is Ashley Sand. She's back to serve. Right-hand line drive off of the hands of Phelps there. Somehow was able to corral that. Nice dig there by Kelsey Lardner. Samantha for Jones. Jones over to Phelps in front of the net. Phelps helps it across. Skylar Moon is right there, set for Samantha Raines. Samantha Raines hits it to the back row. Kelsey Lardner now in the back row for the Penguins. Here's Jessica Jones. Jones across the middle, off of the hands. Preach couldn't do anything with it. She tried to help herself by hitting that ball back up into the air. Off her hands, out of bounds, point to the Penguins. Jessica Jones, nice play. 14-2, 14-12, I should say, a two-point lead.
And that's the kind of hit from Jones that Coach Stammer is looking for right there.
Ashley Sand, line drive in front of the net. There's Blumenkamp. And once again, Blumenkamp off of Jessica Jones' hands. My goodness, she's the go-to player for this Lope squad. It's 14-13, GCU now with the ball back and an opportunity to tie it. Kenzie Phelps, the libero, runs up, line drive. Morphy digs it out. Lardner sets it for Moon, and Moon delivers a hit. There's Blumenkamp one more time. Nice job by Lardner. Here's Jones. Jones too far, too much, outside, and the Penguins have given up the lead.
Yeah, Jones got that ball a little low on the jump. Seems like she mistimed it a bit, and that's going to cost her.
I said they gave up the lead. Excuse me, it's all tied up at 14 as Phelps delivers the serve. Here's Morphew, cross court, back row. Lopes hit it up in front of the net. Nice job by Katie Batchelder and Jessica Jones to keep the play alive. Morphew just throws it up there. Here we go, and there's the kill. Nice job by Osmus for the Lopes, who was set up beautifully, and cross court kill in the back row of the back right corner for DU. 15-14 now. Now the Penguins have given up the lead. There's the serve. Here's Samantha Raines. Samantha Raines, nothing doing there on the kill attempt. Here's Blumenkamp, runs up, helps it across. Batchelder with the nice save. Now in front of the net, there's Preach. Preach sets it up for an attempt, and now helped across. Diving for it is Morphew. Doesn't help. She could have dove all she wanted to. Unfortunately, that ball hit the ground, though, and it looked like Osmus was the one to deliver that point. 16-14, Lopes now with the biggest lead now in game two. Game three.
The Lopes have fired so many bullets this game that every time they do the little drop shot, Dominican is completely fooled.
Phelps. Taria Falealili. Blocked in front of the net after the attempt by Raines. There's Skylar Moon, and Moon just got it inside the no, she didn't. Oh, my goodness. Looked like she might have gotten it in the line. It hit the line. Everyone thought it hit the line, but the refs say no. Point to the Lopes, 17-14. We'll be right back. Penguins trail 17-14 here in this must-win game three. The Lopes back to serve. Gail Stammer had called a timeout, and now her players are back on the court ready to go. Running up with it. Dug out by Falealili. There's Jones to set for Raines. Nice block in front of the net by the Lopes. Falealili helps it across. Back row. Kenzie Phelps hits it up. Blumenkamp ends it with the kill. Blumenkamp off of Jessica Jones. It's 18-14 now, a four-point deficit, the largest that the Penguins have faced here in this game three. A must-win for the Penguins. Phelps to serve, shanks it right. The Penguins will take it, and they'll get the ball back. It's 18-15 now. Gasolaga coming out. She's going to replace Samantha Raines.
Nice error right there from Grand Canyon. Helps us out a lot. Every time they look primed to go on a run in this game, they give it right back to Dominican, and Dominican needs to take advantage.
Gasolaga back to serve. Number 7, cross court. Kenzie Phelps hits it up. Number 4, Preach. There's Blumenkamp. This time, Batchelder is able to dig it out. Falealili unloads, and it's bumped up by the Lopes. Now, Kelsey Lardner will set for Falealili. She tries again, and it's blocked in front of the net, and the Penguins, unfortunately, don't come up with that. Osmus blocked it. A big block by her after Falealili unleashed a punishing blow. It's 19-15, Lopes with the point.
Great play there by Osmus. We are not used to seeing a Falealili ball get batted down at the net like that.
Just like that, Gail Stammer's going to have to call another timeout. We're going to take a break. He's Sanchez. I'm Hornstein. This is Penguin Radio, only on radio.dominican.edu. Home of Penguin Athletics, Hunter Hornstein Brian Sanchez with the call tonight. Blooming Camp back to serve. Penguins in a must-win game three, trailing 19-15. The Southpaw Blooming Camp, here we go. Batchelder to Lardner, Filialili cross court. Somehow the Lopes get it up out into the air. Blooming Camp with the kill attempt off of Gasilaga. Nothing she could do about that. And just like that, the Lopes have a 20-15 advantage.
You know, you get right in the game, the ball's going to find you. That's what happened there. She didn't look ready for it.
Blooming Camp not only serving proficiently, but killing the ball efficiently. Batchelder somehow digs it out. Lardner to her right, digs it, sets for Jones, and Jones with a kill. Nice job by Jessica Jones. It's 15-16. Penguins not out of it yet.
I'm not ready to call this one dead yet, you guys. Just FYI. I've been silent the last few minutes, but I refuse to say die.
Rhea Filialili, last year's PacWest Freshman of the Year out of Long Beach, California, with the low serve. Just got over the net. Batchelder into the corner. Nice job. Batchelder saw that the Lopes were coming in. She helped it across into the back corner. Phelps was trying to save it, barely touched it. Had she not touched it, the Penguins would have been penalized. But as it turns out, Penguins get the point. It's 20-17. Kenzie helps it over. Nice block there by Jessica Jones in front of the net. Helped across, diving attempt by Gasilaga, and the Lopes, just like that, answer the Penguins. It's 21-17.
And that was lucky there for the Antelopes. I mean, the Penguins, without knowing it, made a terrible mistake by touching that ball on the dink.
Osmus with the dink. And Gasilaga, had she let that one go, Penguins probably have the ball back and a point. Here's the serve. Gasilaga, we were just talking about her, gets the ball. Lardner sets for Jones, hits it right into the hands of Phelps. And now they call it to a point, Penguins.
And they called that on Kristen Preach for falling into the net.
I'll tell you what, every time Grand Canyon has a chance to put this one away, they leave the door open for the Dominican girls.
The door is ajar. Can the Penguins go through it? Skylar Moon back to serve, 21-18. Here in a must-win game three.
Stuart Horn very much on the block, blocked. The chopping block right now.
Blocked by Ashley Sand. Nice job. Ball still alive somehow. Back row, Filialili into the front. There's Sand blocked in front of the net by the Lopes. Jones, Lardner, miscommunication. Somehow get the ball back over. And the Penguins watch as
holy cow,
Giles delivers an absolutely punishing blow to Gasilaga.
Wow, that was like a prize fighter's hard right hook to lower the boom on that thing.
22-18, Gasilaga takes a seat, and Lachelle Roulon will get her first minutes.
Hunter, don't forget tonight. The game within the game. My lead pipe call of the Penguins win tonight is on, very much on the line.
Into the net is McBride's serve. The Penguins get the ball back. They'll take the point. And as quickly as Lachelle Roulon was in, she's out. Samantha Raines now back into the game in front. It's 22-19. Penguins trail. Here's Lardner. There's the serve. Back row. Front of the net for the Lopes. There's a kill by the Lopes. Shelby Taylor with the right hand. Another rifle shot into the Conlin center floor. Looks like there's a dent now from that. 23-19.
We're going to have to repair the floor after that one.
The Lopes coming very close to dismissing Stuart Horn's prophecy. Blocked in front of the net by the Lopes. Nice job by them. That was Giles.
Match point, Hunter.
Match point for the Lopes. Giles and Taylor said no thank you to Jessica Jones' offering.
This could be the
match
end.
Point. Here we go.
This is that the end
just
of
right, and it just got into the back row. My goodness, that'll do it. A service ace ends it. Penguins three and out, stunned in defeat. The Lopes celebrate on the court. 25-19, your final. The Penguins fall in three. Stuart Horn's prophecy of a win does not come true, unfortunately. And a lot of people were thinking that. The Lopes, though, proved that they were the better team.
I was really feeling it tonight, too, Hunter. You know, when the Penguins were 11 up in game one, I thought, this is it. The Penguins were playing great right up to that moment. And just as you said, or Brian Sanchez called it, one of you guys called it, the Lopes called a timeout. From there on, it was all GCU.
Give the Penguins credit, though. They did battle. And unfortunately come up a little short, falling in three. For Stuart Horn and Brian Sanchez, I'm Hunter Hornstein reminding you that the Penguins fall in three straight. We'll see you on Wednesday night as these two teams lock heads once again. Coverage begins at 6:50, only on the radio home of Penguin Athletics, radio.dominican.edu. Good night.